I guess the one scenario I've heard people talk about is the patient who, let's say, is a non-smoker or for some reason, you know, is a gene mutation tumor who gets started out on chemo, Bev, carboplatin, and then has the chemo stopped and is continued on the Bev and then progresses after having a pretty good response. Mm-hmm. So the question is, at that point, do you keep the Bev going and add in erlotinib? What do you do?
That's a reasonable thing to do. Because, you know, from a point of view of the patient, I mean, let's look from the point of view of the patient. I'm a non-smoker. I know erlotinib is a good drug for me. I know I'm going to get it sooner or later. So for the patient, if you propose something to a patient that represents minimal risk to him and a potential advantage, he's going to go for it. So you tell him, yeah, you had Avastin initially. You responded. Now the disease is progressing on Avastin alone. Okay, that's not surprising because this drug does not prevent tumor cells from growing. This drug only prevents tumor cells off developing their own vessels or, if you want, delays that process. So the fact that you have progress doesn't mean the drug doesn't work. What we need here is something that will kill your tumor. So I'm going to put erlotinib, which is good for you. But I think that Avastin should be continued because, if anything, the worst scenario is if it doesn't do anything, it doesn't cause any harm. And the best scenario is actually helps Tarceva. So obviously, from a patient point of view, I would add Tarceva on top of Avastin, particularly when I know that Avastin Tarceva on second line looks pretty promising because there's nothing for the patient to lose.
How do you approach first-line therapy in non-smokers or mutation carriers?
Good question. Yesterday at the, you know, we have every year here in New York, this New York Lung Cancer Symposium, so we had a case precisely that. And the opinions that were given were from Vince Miller and Nasser Khanna, Raftopoulos, and Abe Chachua from NYU, and myself. So the thing was, how do you, a non-smoker? As you know, the subset analysis with carboplatin and Tarceva was very positive there, the subset on the non-smokers. As a result of that, for example, the Memorial Group, and also myself, have used this combination, carboplatin plus Tarceva, as frontline therapy in non-smokers. Now Avastin came in. And what probably most people think that the logical thing to do is give carboplatin Avastin, and the day there's progression, you are Tarceva in the way you were saying. However, you can be more aggressive. You can say, let's try to get a mutation analysis, and if it's mutated, I'll give you Tarceva alone. And it only takes 6 weeks for me to know if it works or not. And if it doesn't, I'll give you the carboplatin Avastin. And the most aggressive will be, let's go with the subset analysis, carboplatin, Tarceva, and Avastin on top. So you see, it depends how creative you want to be, but today I think you could give carboplatin, Tarceva, and Avastin to a patient. Has anybody done that? Very rarely, because even the ones who believe in putting Tarceva, carboplatin, were a little bit shy of now putting all these four drugs together. But it may not be a bad strategy for a non-smoker, and certainly nothing for the patient to lose, you know?